So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah, which deals with several halachas regarding the shliach tzibur, the chazan, who is leading the davening, keeping in mind that in the time of the Gemara there were no sidurim, and that the davening was done by heart. Zakta the Mishnah. Ha'oyivir lefnei ha'teva v'ta. If the chazan made a mistake, as Rashi explains, he left out a bracha, and is unable to go back and resume davening. Yavar achar tachtav. Another person should take his place. However, v'lo yehi sarvin b'yisusha. He should, however, not decline at that time. As the Gemara explains from a Braisa, that generally one should decline the first request to be the shlich tzibur and to lead the davening. This is done to show that he feels unworthy of the honor to become the chazan. After the second request, he should indicate some willingness, and then only after the third request should he accept and then go to the yamid. In this case, however, where the whole minyan is standing around and waiting to continue, he should not decline at all, since prolonging the interruption would be disrespectful of the tefillah. The Mishnah continues. Meheichanu maschil. Mascheles habracha shetaza. He begins from the bracha that the first chazan emitted. This will be explained in greater detail later in the Gemara. Out of concern that the chazan might get confused, the Mishnah teaches another two halachas. One, leyano amen achar hakahanim mipnei hatiruv. He should not answer amen with the tzibur after each one of the brachas of birchas kahanim, lest he become confused. Two, vim einshem koyin elohu lo yises kapav. Even if he is the only koyin, he should not perform birchas kahanim, because he might get confused and will be unable to continue the davening. If he is confident that he will be able to resume his davening, he may perform birchas kohanim if there are no other kohanim. The Gemara begins. Tan Rabban. The Braisa teaches that when asked to lead the tzibur in davening, one should behave as follows. Pam rishoyna yisarv. At first, he should refuse. Shnia mehaviv. He should indicate some willingness. Shlishis, poishdis ragla v'yard. He should accept, rise up, and go up to the yamid. Regarding the halacha of ha'oivir lefnei ha'teva v'ta, where the original chazan became confused and needed to be replaced, the new chazan begins from the bracha that was omitted. The Gemara elaborates and explains as follows. The Shemoneh Esrei is divided into three segments. One, the first three brachas. Two, the middle brachas. And three, the last three brachas. As Rav Chanina taught, Rishoynis doyma le'evet shemisadur shvach lefnei rabbi. When reciting the first three brachas, we are like a servant praising his master as we begin to present our tefillah. The middle brachas are when we make our request from Hashem. When we recite the last three brachas, we are like a servant who had his request fulfilled and thanks his master as he takes leave of him. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, La'olam al yishul adam tzrachav loy b'shalash rishaynas v'loy b'shalash achraynas ela b'mtzoyis. One should not make personal requests during the first or last segment because they are for the purpose of shvach v'hidah, praise and thanks, respectively. Rather, we should add our personal requests during the middle brachas, which are requests. The Ritva adds that those requests should be inserted in the bracha that relates to those matters. As a result, where the second chazan begins depends as follows. Ta'a b'sholesh rishaynis chayzi l'roish. If the first chazan omitted left out one of the first three brachas, the second chazan has to start from the very beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. As Tosafot explained, since they are one inyan of shvach, they are like one long bracha. Likewise, ta b'sholesh achrayinis chayz la'vayda. If he omitted, he left out one of the last three brachas, the second chazan has to start from ritzei, the beginning of the third segment. Here too, since they are one inyan of haidah, they are like one long bracha. Bem tzoyis, if he omitted one of the middle brachas, we have machlekes. Rav Huna holds chayzer la'tochayinin. He must start from the first bracha of the middle brachas, because like the Gimel Rishaynis and the Gimel Achrayinis, the first and the last segments, he considers the Emtsoyis, the middle brachas, one complete segment. Rav Asi holds, Emtsoyis in lehen seder, the middle brachas are not required to be in order. Therefore, according to Rashi, the second chazan just says the middle bracha, and then continues from where the previous chazan left off, even though the middle bracha is now out of order. However, according to Taisis, the second chazan goes back to the middle bracha, and continues from there in order. The Gemara continues with various halachas of tefillah. First, the Gemara relates two incidents which indicate that at times it is preferred to engage in lengthy prayer, and sometimes when appropriate, one should rather say a very short tefillah. Both are learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. After the Chedah Egel, he went back up to heaven and was mispal arboim yoim v'arboim laila, 40 days and 40 nights. Whereas when he was mispal for Miriam, he said a brief prayer of five words, kel na refa na la. The Gemara also learns from this pasuk of Kel na Rafa na la, that when you pray for someone in their presence, you need not mention their name, as Moshe did not mention Miriam by name. The Gemara now begins a discussion on the rules of bowing during certain brachas. Tan Rabban, Eilu brachas she'adam sheicha behen. Ba'ava is tchila b'saif. Ba'haida tchila b'saif. One bows at the beginning and end of the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is called Avos. One also bows at the beginning and end of the bracha of Maidim. An ordinary person should not bow at any of the other brachas. However, regarding a Kohen Gadol and a Melech, there is a machlekes. According to the first opinion, the Kohen Gadol bows at the end of every bracha, and the king bows at the beginning and end of every bracha. The second opinion is that the Kohen Gadol bows at the beginning and end of every bracha. The king, after having bowed at the first one, remains bowed until the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Rashi explains that the greater he is, he must show more humility before Hashem. The Gemara then goes on to explain that there are three Hebrew expressions of bowing, each describing a different type of bow. Kida al apayim, bowing and bringing the face to the ground. Kriya al birkayim, kneeling, going down on the knees. Hishtachava zupisha yadayim v'raglayim, prostrating oneself fully on the ground with extended arms and legs. The next Mishnah continues the discussion of errors during davening. Zog the Mishnah. Hamispal v'ta siman raloi. If one makes a mistake during Shemoneh Esrei, it's a bad omen for him. And if he is the chazan, it's a bad omen for the entire tzibur, for he is their shliach, their agent. The Gemara explains that this applies only to Avos, the first bracha. As Rashi explains, since it is the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the error is an indication from above that his prayers are not wanted. The Gemara brings another halacha which applies only to the first bracha of Avos. Hamispal tzorach shiachav nesliba b'kulam. The Braisa says that ideally one should fully concentrate during the entire Shemoneh Esrei. However, if he cannot concentrate during all the brachas, he should concentrate at least during one bracha. This one bracha is the first bracha of Avos. The Mishnah quotes Reb Chanina ben Daisa, who would say after davening for the sick, Zechai v'zemes. This one will live and this one will die. When asked how he knows, he explained, Im shigura tfilasa befi, yodea ani shu mekubal. If my tefillah was fluent in my mouth, then I know it was accepted. If it was not fluent, then I know that it was not accepted. The Gemara relates two stories which show the great koyach tefillah of Reb Chanina ben Daisa. Ma'isa shechol benoy shu Reb Gamliel. The son of Reb Gamliel once got sick, and Reb Gamliel sent two talmidei chacham to Reb Chanina ben Daisa so that he should be mispal for him. Reb Chanina ben Daisa went up to his attic and davened for him. Upon coming down, he said to them, L'chu shechol tzasei chama. You can go back to Reb Gamliel, for his fever has let up. Amrulay b'chi navi ata. They said to him, are you a prophet? Amalahan, he said to them, Loi navi anaychi, v'loi ben navi anaychi. I am not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet. Elekach mekablani, however, I have a tradition. Im shagura tfilasa b'fi, yodea ni yeshu makubal. Vim lav, yodea ni yeshu maturv. If my tefillah is fluent in my mouth, then I know it was accepted. If it's not fluent, then I know that it was not accepted. These two messengers marked down the time when Reb Chanina ben Daisa said this. When they got back to Gamliel, he said it was at that exact time that his fever abated, and he asked for some water to drink. Vishuv Maisa, and another story. Reb Chanina ben Daisa went to learn Torah from Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. At that time, the son of Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, and Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Reb Chanina ben Daisa to daven for him. Haniach reisha ben birkav, ubikesh lav rachmim v'chaya. Reb Chanina ben Daisa placed his head between his knees, daven for him, and he lived. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai remarked, had I done that even all day, it would not have helped. Upon which his wife asked him, V'chanina gadol mimcha? Is Chanina your student greater than you? He replied, no. However, hu daima ke'eved lefnei ha'melech, v'ani daima kesar lefnei ha'melech. He is like a servant before the king, who is a member of his household, and goes in and out of the king's chambers all the time. Therefore, his tefillah was readily accepted. I am like a minister who only sees the king for important matters, and by appointment, and therefore is not always heard. Had nolach ein oimdin.